You're focusing on food packaging because you say that's something tangible and fixable in the short term.
42% of plastic is food packaging, and we can make real progress by reducing food packaging. Things like polystyrene bands, dealing with plastic bags, plastic water bottles. You can easily shift to refillable bottles. And so I view plastic packaging as the first area where the public and students can really work hard at the local or state level to get policies adopted.
So you go into a supermarket, you say, I'm not going to buy any extra plastic today. How do you do that?
You can't. It's impossible. So there's been such a focus on consumer choice. Well, we don't have choice.
You said that we really can't recycle our way out of this problem. And, you know, you kind of have a history with recycling in New York's bottle bill. So why not?
Well, if you just look at the numbers, historically only 9% of plastics have been recycled. And I expect that number to go down because much of the plastics were sent to China for recycling, and China's now closed its doors to U.S. recyclables because what we were sending to them was contaminated. We would send a bale of plastic and it would have all non-recyclable plastic and other products in it. So for many years, China was threatening to close their borders to U.S. recyclables, and now they've done it.
But that can't be fixed if you just, you know, made the stream cleaner and made sure there wasn't garbage mixed in with the plastic?
Well, it can be fixed, but once we moved to single stream recycling, it got much harder to get high quality source separated recyclables. So for instance, bottles and cans from bottle bills, those recycling rates are much higher because the material is clean, it's effectively source separated. But when we shifted to what's called single stream recycling, where all the recyclables go in one container, people do what's called aspirational recycling, and they throw things in there that are not recyclable, and it may contaminate the entire load.
Yeah. New York's plastic bag ban goes into effect in March. Is that going to make a difference?
Yes. I think the New York plastic bag ban is going to make a big difference. We're going to see less plastic bags littered on the street, up in the trees, flushing into rivers. I really hope the state legislature will come back and add a minimum fee on paper bags.
Why is that important?
Adding a fee on paper bags is important because it is an incentive for people to bring reusable bags, and that is much, much better than just shifting from plastic to paper.
Yeah, so you think if they can have the paper bag, they may just go with that instead of bringing in their own bag?
Exactly. And it's hard for stores because paper bags are significantly more expensive than plastic bags.
Are we asking people to make a big change in their lives here?
We're asking people to make modest changes that they will get used to. Once you just start bringing your own bags to the store, it becomes second nature. Once you have a refillable coffee or water container rather than getting a single-use disposable cup every time, it just becomes second nature. So it's just a matter of making it easy for people, getting people into the habit, supporting them. Some stores will give you a little bit of a discount if you bring your own containers. I actually think it's not that hard once people decide to do it.
I have to ask